Tired of snake calling on her phone. I've got no time to be alone. Summer coming at me all the time. You better think I'll lose my mind. Cause I'm stranded on my own. Stranded far from home. All right.
We're on CITR 101.9 FM again for another Friday. This is Stranded, the Australian-Canadian music show. And I'm so glad to be broadcasting almost up to 100 podcasts now broadcast here from CITR. You can find them all on the blog by going to Google and typing in OZSTRANDED. And you can find, yeah, as I said, almost 100 podcasts. I'll have to do something kind of special for the 100th show, which should be up sometime in January. Although just a heads up at this stage that the sports will be taking over this slot again for a couple of shows next month. It's only temporary, so don't worry. But if you do tune in and hear some whistles and cheers and whatnot, it's probably not Australian rock and roll. So anyway, let's make the most of the time we have today on this close to New Year's Eve. I hope everyone's feeling rested and hasn't spent too much money out on Robson Street or any of those kind of places. I should say I actually met up with some cousins today, and I don't generally shop if I can help it, but I walked past HMV and it was like big 70% off sale. They're gutting the place, you know, I guess with the internet and the whole music industry taking a big whacking. All these shops are closing now, so I bought up a whole bunch of great stuff, some CDs, but nothing I can really play on this show. There wasn't a lot of Australian music at the HMV in downtown Vancouver. So instead, I've come here to play some old vinyl, which I found at the back, because, of course, regular listeners know I feature older music straight up at the start of the show, and today I'm going to be playing you music from a couple of LPs by a band called Died Pretty. A very, very special band. Incredibly underrated. Just one of those very, very astute bands. Really excellent music that achieved only minimal commercial success in Australia. A number of records between 1986 and the year 2000. But again, critics' darlings, but not a lot of exposure to the masses. And again, a band with cult following overseas, and rightly so. So the band is called Died Pretty, and they were an inner city Sydney band. Originally, they formed in 1983. I believe they actually played their first shows in Brisbane, where Ron Pino, the singer, was from. He left an early incarnation of the Screaming Tribesmen to form this band, Died Pretty. And he eventually relocated to Sydney and teamed up with Brett Myers, who's the other mainstay of the band. So he was a lead guitarist, Brett Myers, backup vocals. Ron Pino, a very incredible vocalist. And I should say some of the band's later work did actually get a little bit of commercial success with the Doughboy Hollow album. I highly recommend checking that out. It's a beautiful, polished rock album. Really showcased Ron Pino's exquisite vocals, especially on the song DC. If you go to, and YouTube's great these days, go to YouTube. I'm not going to play this song today because I'm playing the older stuff, but if you go to the YouTube, type in Died Pretty and DC as in Washington, DC, and that's just an amazing song for hearing some beautiful songwriting and beautiful vocals. But as I said, today I'm going to be playing some older stuff because whenever I find vinyl here in the station, I'll give it a play because Australian vinyl here in this part of the woods is somewhat rare. So let's start with the 1985 album. I guess it's a mini album. It's only got four songs in it. So I'm going to play at least two songs on this. The record is called Next to Nothing. It wasn't their first release, but it was one of their early releases for Died Pretty. And I believe this actually spent, top 10 positions on the alternative charts in Australia for nearly 12 months, starting their career with critical attention, and also a little bit in the UK, Melody Maker and things like that. So, anyway, without further ado, this is Died Pretty. How would you describe their music? Well, early here, descriptions, early mix of electric Bob Dylan with psychedelic influences, including the Velvet Underground and Television. That's at least what Wikipedia has told us, and that's a pretty apt description. Definite musicologists in this band and extraordinary musicians and songwriters. So let's go back to 1985 with the Sydney inner city band Died Pretty. This is the first song called Ambergris off the Next to Nothing mini record. We'll be right back.
broken heat. Lazarus bound and gathered heat. And left behind, Christ itself were damned unkind. Desperate hours all day long. Nose!
Jimmy Hughes, and you're listening to CITR 101.9 FM in Vancouver.
And what is this? Is this our final twist? Let's learn to dance before we settle down, because this final twist may be our final chance. Because this final twist may be our final chance.
On 101.9, that was smooth. And this is Stranded, the Australian-Canadian music show broadcasting from the UBC campus here. And there's not a lot of people around, let me tell you. It's just myself, I think, in the building here in the CITR studios because it's holiday season. Thanks so much for listening wherever you are. This is great older music from the mid-80s. Died Pretty, what a special band they were. And sort of still are. I guess they're a band that does reform occasionally. They played a few festivals, I think just recently, last couple of years in Australia, but they're not very much a going concern. Their main period of operation was between 1983 and the year 2000, and they really are a quality band, featuring Ron Pino there on vocals, extraordinarily passionate singer. And you heard there three tracks from a vinyl LP that I discovered here in the CITR studios. Died Pretty, Next to Nothing was a record that came out in 1985, featuring, of course, Ron Pino on vocals, Brett Myers on guitar, so they're the two mainstays of the band, the two creative powerhouses. Mark Locke on bass, keyboards was Frank Brunetti, and Chris Welsh was on drums and percussion during that incarnation of the band. And this was produced by the brilliant Rob Younger, singer from Radio Birdman, who we featured last week. So there's so much to piece together from this period of history in Australian music that I've always been drawn to, even though I didn't live through it. I was way too young to experience these sort of bands, but it just feels like such a special time. That inner city music scene in Sydney in the mid-80s was just thriving. And Citadel Records, this came out on, and that's an interesting label to look up. A lot of these great bands came out on Citadel Records. So for any of the historians or completists out there, that's definitely a good record label to check out. So this is Stranded. My name's Matt, and I'm here every week, of course, playing Australian and Canadian music. I'll be featuring new Canadian music later on in the show, and of course Australian music, new Australian music, in a little while, but we're only partway through the Little Died Pretty special. You can call through if you want to call or say hi, request a song or anything, 604-822-CITR if you're here in the Vancouver area, or anywhere, I guess, if you really wanted to call. And request a song, see if I have it, or say hi. Maybe have any stories about Australia or anything like that. So let's keep going. There's a lot of music I could play of Died Pretty, but I, you know, my golden rule, I say to myself, always play whatever vinyl I find here just has to be played. So I'm not going to play any of the later stuff from Died Pretty. There's plenty of stuff you can look up there, but let's get on to the next vinyl LP that I have here. So it's from then 1990, so this is 5 years later. The band had achieved considerable acclaim in the Australian underground and alternative music world. And I guess they're a band that really did well in the sense of, when the time came for the inevitable major label push and the polished record, they did it with integrity, I think, for a couple of good albums. This one, Every Brilliant Eye, and of course, Doughboy Hollow, which I mentioned before, which is regarded as the definitive classic, I guess, of the Died Pretty catalog. I would definitely recommend looking up Doughboy Hollow from 1992, but this was the first sort of major polished album that the band produced. So I thought I'd play for you a few tracks from this. So this was actually recorded in Los Angeles, so they you know, hit the big time, in a sense, got some a veteran producer on board from the States, and came up with this album, Every Brilliant Eye. So you'll definitely hear a different sound from that earlier 1984 release, 85 release. Let's go. I've got track two queued up from this. It's called The Underbelly. And then I'll play you the two singles from the record as well, Whitlam Square and True Fools Fall. This has Died Pretty, some great music from some time ago. This is 1990 from Sydney, Australia. Mm-hmm.
the trees grow wild in sunshine, a sight that lovers and by the moonshine. Alien sons with fostered fathers, beginning day school with claws and hammers. Weeping mothers and his gutless leaders, while final landslides and buildings crumble. Slow glass gleaming, demanding replays, the watch below is waiting for us. Designing tactics to bring forth hatred and harbor heartache. Eyes uneasy, staring to quagmires of burning land and melting cartels. Corruptive ace highs come clever sages, while every evil tears through the ages. Corn is with grace, gently sleeping, the glare from features brightly shining.
Girl! Punch the sky. times a million.
The music says it all, but we'd like to say it again. Thank you, from all of us at CITR, for your generous support during our 2011 Fund Drive. We just couldn't do it without you.
You made a million dreams come true, and so I'm saying thanks a million to you.
And this is CITR 101.9 FM broadcasting from the UBC campus in Vancouver, BC. Thanks for listening this close to New Year's show. So Died Pretty. I played you six tracks in all from this extraordinary band from some time ago. They broke up officially in the year 2000 after putting out a number of superb albums since the year 1983. And have reformed sporadically to play, for instance, they did the All Tomorrow's Parties Showcase Festival a couple of years back, the full length of the Doughboy Pretty album from 1991, which is the classic, and I do recommend folks check out that album. I'll maybe find a copy myself and play it here on the show one day. But the songs you heard were from the Every Brilliant Eye album, those last three tracks. One track from side one was The Underbelly, track two on the album. And I also played you the two singles from the album on side two of this vinyl LP. You heard True Fools Fall, a more poppy number for the group. And that was followed by Whitlam Square. So really wonderful quality group and just a great, great band, I think, to play right now as a counterpoint to all the madness and over-the-top festivities, if you're more inclined to be more introspective right now. I know I am sometimes this time of year, so I hope you enjoyed that music. So let's keep it, kind of low-key for a bit while we get into the new music from Australia. This is a band, good band, favourite. I've played them before from this past year. They're called Ghost Notes, and they're from Brisbane. Some instrumental music for you. Really, really interesting band. The album is called By Cover of Night. They're from Brisbane, Queensland. And I'm going to play you a couple of tracks from this album now. Fairly recent music here from Australia. This is On Stranded, the Australian-Canadian music show.
Is proud to present the Indie Pop Vancouver series.
This night will be devoted to promoting independent local artists. The cover charge will be $5.
Drink specials start at $2 a glass, free pool, lots of parking. Come and support local bands.
Again, that's Van Music presenting the Indie Pop Vancouver series every Friday night at the British Ex-Servicemen Association on Kingsway.
And Happy New Year, or close to it, from me here, Matthew, on The Stranded Show. This is Australian and Canadian music. Feel free to call through if you want to say hi or request a song. If you're in Vancouver, 604-822-CITR is the number. And some new music there from Australia. We've been keeping it pretty mellow for the last set. That artist there is named Oliver Tank. And I'm just going to read from the press release some glowing information about Oliver Tank. It says, burst seemingly out of nowhere with his own brand of incredibly texturally rich pop. Don't be fooled. He's no stranger to the game, having played music in various forms since he was young. He now combines real instruments with computers to create heartfelt soundscapes so vivid they could only be dreamed of. He's picked up a lot of interest internationally, been played on BBC One, and BBC Six in the UK, and on the US NPR network as well. They featured his EP in their top five Bandcamp albums of 2011. That's pretty extraordinary, actually, come to think of it. Think of how many bands now are putting the work up on Bandcamp, and NPR, the US, said that was one of the best five. So that's pretty cool for an Australian chap named Oliver Tank. And before that was some more instrumental music. I played a band called Ghost Notes from Brisbane, who we'd featured earlier in the year, and I wanted to revisit them with a couple of tracks from their latest release. So we're here on Stranded, and this is new Australian music. And for now, actually, I wanted to do a bit of a shout out to my cousin Luke, who I met up with this afternoon, all the way from Townsville in Queensland, visiting with his partner who lives here in North Vancouver. And I hadn't seen him for a couple of years, and also met up with Carla. Hello, Carla, my other cousin from Perth, Western Australia, who is currently living in Vancouver. It was so great to see you both. I hope to see you again very soon. And I wanted to play a song that Luke requested. The Jezebels are a band from Australia that are making quite a name for themselves in Australia, and now have actually started the push into North America. And I'm actually reading this from the American Rolling Stone website. So here we go. They're actually hitting the road in North America to support the digital release of their full-length debut called Prisoner, which was already released on November 8th. And this is the lead track I'm going to play for you, and it's Luke Pajoli's pick. It's called Tricolor. And after that, I'm going to play a song for Carla. I didn't get to grab you before you raced off from Tim Hortons today, Carla, but I thought I'd play a song from your city and possibly from your suburb, because I remember visiting you many years back when you lived in the suburb of Booragoon, and I managed to actually find online a guy, a Toby Richardson, who is a resident of the suburb of Booragoon in Perth and who is a musician. And he's got some music, so I'm going to play you a track from Toby Richardson, and the song is actually called Booragoon Lagoon. So that's as close as I could get. I hope you like it, Carla, and I hope all you other listeners like the music that's coming up. So this is the Jezebels from Australia. They're from Sydney, one of the big bands in the new wave of Australian acts circling the globe currently. We're about to embark on a tour to North America. This song is called Tricolor. Hope you enjoy it.
Great conversation, smother it all. Journey my soul over time.
Oh, countdown is on for the $5 Junkyard New Year's Eve party. On December 31st, celebrate the end of 2011 with performances by Beeline, Shearing Pinks, Screaming Queens, Italian Husbands and Family, and a special guest DJ. This is also a party for our 6th issue of Junkyard, the zine. Come down to Pat's Pub at 403 East Hastings. Show starts at 10, sponsored by CITR.
And this is CITR 101.9 FM, broadcast all over the place on the internet as well. And this is Stranded, the Australian-Canadian music show. A couple of tracks there are special for people special in my life. The first one was for Luke, my cousin from Townsville in Australia, who just visited. And I played for you the Jezebel song that you requested. And the next was for Carla, who didn't request a song because she raced away too quickly today, but I played a song called Booragoon Lagoon from Toby Richardson, because Booragoon is a suburb where Carla is from in Perth. So hello, cousin Carla. So there you go. That's actually an older song. That's from 2007, but the Jezebel song was current. So let's go into some Canadian music now. And the City Streets, of course, a big favourite on this show, just one of my favourite bands from this country, just because of their sheer dedication to the spirit of rock and roll and good songwriting and constant touring. They recently went to Haiti. I interviewed the band about the trip that they went and did. Rick and Matt from the band went down to Haiti and assisted with the disaster relief. So they're all around great guys as well as great musicians. So let's hear a couple of new songs from them. The album says, well, the website says two albums arriving in spring 2012. I hear two songs, I guess, from two different albums. That's pretty cool. So let's hear a song called How I Pray, and the second song is Nothing Can Be Planned.
Doesn't ask you, haven't lied, and the guilt is yours to bear. Confession isn't really fair. Say 1,000 Hail Marys. How many others and that number varies? You treat your girl so mean. Now your slate is clean, a forgiveness so convenient. Well, how could God
is how I pray.
Ocean for you. but I can kill that very notion if my losing excites you. If my losing delights you. So let the Holy Spirit lick my.
Become a friend of CITR and get great discounts downtown at
212 Productions, Beach Street Records, Blim, Dream Apparel, The Fall Tattooing, The Kiss Store, Heart and Soul Clothing Inc., Hits Boutique, Pacific Cinematheque, Scratch Records, Vinyl Records, Woo Vintage Clothing, and Zoo Shop.
It pays to be a friend of CITR. To learn more, come visit us in room 233 of the sub on UBC campus or check us out online at citr.ca.
Conservation is the first and best resource option for BC. Do your part. Turn off the lights when you leave a room and unplug your cell phone charger when charging is complete. Visit bchydro.com to find out more ways you can make a difference. This message brought to you by BC Hydro Power Smart and CITR 101.9 FM Vancouver.
Hello, this is Stranded, the Australian-Canadian music show, and we're just about out of time. This is the Close to New Year's show, and I just want to say thank you to everyone, any regular listeners out there who listen every week. I really appreciate always your feedback whenever I hear, whenever people phone... hello, we're back here. Hopefully we're back here. CITR 101.9 FM, this is Stranded. And thanks for tuning in for this Close to New Year's show. And, of course, thank you to all the listeners who listened all year, each Friday, to Australian and Canadian music. We finished up there with three Canadian tracks, two from the city streets from Montreal. We heard How I Pray and Nothing Can Be Planned, two songs from two separate upcoming albums, I believe, which is pretty cool. And then finally, what a really hypnotic track there called Lick My Fins. It's by a woman named Clara Engel, an artist out of Toronto in Ontario. So very, very interesting, beautiful song there, Lick My Fins. Very hypnotic and alluring. So that's pretty much it. This is Stranded, and I've had a great time here. Thanks so much again to CITR for supporting this show. Me being able to broadcast what I know and love, and especially the older music. So I started with Died Pretty Way at the start of the show there. I featured six tracks from that great band from Sydney's past and threw into new Australian music and new Canadian music. So I'll leave you with one track here by Michael Charles. He's a gentleman who I'd like to interview, and I will. I've actually touched base, and I'll be interviewing him early next year. He's a brilliant blues guitarist from Sydney. Well, he's from Australia, but based in Chicago. So, and I've played him before. So, yeah, something to look forward to next year. So here's a track called Hey Babe, and up next is African Rhythms. Bye-bye. Bye for now.
That I got for you, hey babe, I took a look, I took a peek at all the things that made me weep, hey babe. Hey, babe. The message that I got for you. Hey, babe. All right. Inside for you.
To hold me, cause somebody else will. You don't have to love me when I want it, cause somebody else will. Is about to come to an end. Your real good thing is about to come to an end. All those nights I watched the four walls, I did not have to watch them all alone. Back together is gonna be a big problem, I know. But when the right man say he wants me, you can bet I won't say no. Cause your real good thing is about to end.
The glow of your being outshines every star. Never, 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 never really, 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 really before.